Masechtas Challah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah gives the shear of how much challah needs to be separated from the dough. The pasuk in the Torah says, Titnu, you shall give it. You give the challah to the kohen. And that implies that it should be some significant giving, but it doesn't say a specific number. And the Chachamim, the Chazal, said an amount. Shear HaChallah, the shear for separating challah is Echad Me'esrim Varba, 1/24th. Of the dough that he has. That's when it's ha'aisa isa la'atzmai, when he's making dough for himself, va'aisa la'mishta b'nai, or if he's personally making the dough for his son's wedding. But any time a person is making the dough personally, it's echad me'esrim arba. Homemade dough is always 1/24th of the dough is separated as challah. And that's considered a significant amount being given. Nachtaim, a baker who generally bakes in larger proportions, shu isalimkar bashuk, he's making to sell it in the marketplace. Bechena isha shi isalimkar bashuk, also even a woman in private who's making to sell it in the marketplace, here where people are making to sell, echad me'arbaim u'shmaina, then it's 1/48th. Since the baker generally baked in much larger quantities, so 1/48th is already a significant amount and will be a significant giving, whereas when baking privately, generally it's smaller, so it's always set at 1/24th, a larger proportion, because it should be a significant giving, and even if the private person makes a lot more, still it's 1/24th, even if a private person makes to sell, it's going to be 1/48th. They set the shear that way. Mishnah continues, Nitmes isasa shegegas ayanusa. If a woman's dough that she was making became tame, either b'shegig by accident or anusa, or something that was completely beyond her control, and now the dough's tame, and when she separates the challah, it's going to be tame challah. So, and the halacha is tame challah has to be burnt; it's not eaten. So then over here, echad me'arbay mishmaina. Even though she's making privately, the Chazal were lenient on her and said she only has to separate 1/48th. Which is a smaller amount. Usually it's going to be 1/24th. Here it's a smaller amount because it's anyways going to be burnt, and so they were lenient on her to allow her to separate less. However, nitzmis mezida, if she intentionally made the dough tame, then echad me'esrim arba, she still has to do the larger ratio of 1/24th, kedei shelo yehei chaytei niskar, so that the person who sinned over here by making the dough tame should not be niskar, should not benefit from their sin, and she shouldn't... even though it's going to go be burnt, they weren't lenient on her, and they told her she has to take off the same size of challah. Mishnah Ches. We mentioned at the end of the first parak that when separating challah, it has to be termed a mukif. You have to separate it from the dough and the piece of challah. They have to be in close proximity to each other. And therefore, the Chacham hold that one should not separate minatar ala tami. Don't separate from tahar dough on behalf of tummy dough, because when they're in close proximity, they may come to touch and they may contract a tumma. And we don't want the challah to become tummy. However, the Mishnah over here gives another opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Eliezer says, Nitalas minatar ala tummy. One is allowed to take challah from tahar dough on behalf of tummy dough. However, in this case, the dough actually needs to touch, which is an issue, because once the dough touches, it should make the tahar dough become tummy. So the Mishnah describes how he can arrange that he's going to separate challah that's going to be touching both the tahar and tummy dough, yet the tumah won't transfer from the tummy dough to the tahar dough. Kate said, how is this done? Isa tahar of Isa tumah. He has tahar dough and tummy dough in front of him. He should take a portion of dough that's going to be large enough to be the challah portion on behalf of all the dough that he's coming to exempt. So if it's 1/24 or 1/48th, whoever he is, a private person or baking to sell, and he takes that challah portion from a part of the dough that has not yet had the challah separated for it, and this is the part that's going to be the challah and exempt everything else. Then he takes another piece. He takes another piece and that's smaller than a kebeah, smaller than an egg size. And in order for the dough to be able to become tummy, it has to have an egg-sized volume. And less than that, it won't become tummy. So he takes a piece of dough that's smaller than the egg size that won't be able to become tummy, and he puts it be'emtza in between the two piles of dough, the tar and the tummy dough, and he uses that as a bridge. This small piece that's smaller than egg size is now touching both on one side the tar dough, on the other side the tummy dough, and it makes a bridge between the two of them, yet it itself can't become tummy because of its small size. And then he puts the piece of challah that he wants to designate as challah on behalf of everything, he puts it in the middle on that little bridge, so it remains tahar, the bridge remains tahar, yet the bridge connects the two piles of dough. Kidei sheyitl min hamukif. This is all in order that he'll be able to separate min hamukif from close proximity. The dough is now all in contact, and he can separate the challah, keep it tahar on behalf of all the dough, even the tummy dough there, and he also has everything touching while he's separating it. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and the Mishnah ends off. V'chachamim eisrim, the chachamim forbid this. They don't allow tar dough to be used as challah on behalf of tummy dough, even with this bridge. They were concerned that he might mess up, he might make a tummy, and therefore they do not allow this to be done. And rather, separate challah separately from tar dough on behalf of tar dough, from tummy dough on behalf of tummy dough.